Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, mastering the Which Animals Don't You Like Why IELTS speaking topic. As an IELTS instructor with over 20 years of experience, I've encountered countless speaking prompts. One that often arises, particularly in Part 1, is which animals don't you like and why? While seemingly simple, this question can throw some test takers off guard. Don't worry, with a little preparation, you can turn this question into an opportunity to showcase your vocabulary and fluency. Understanding the task. The examiner isn't actually interested in your feelings about spiders or snakes. This question is designed to assess. Vocabulary. Can you discuss animals using a range of descriptive terms? Giving reasons. Can you structure your response logically and provide clear explanations? Fluency and coherence. Can you speak naturally and connect your ideas smoothly? Crafting your response. 1. Choosing your animals. Be truthful, but strategic. If you genuinely dislike a common animal like cats, that's fine. Just be prepared to elaborate. Consider less common choices. Talking about your dislike of mosquitoes or cockroaches might not offer much opportunity for vocabulary. Choosing animals like hyenas, vultures, or even jellyfish can allow you to use more descriptive language. 2. Providing reasons. Go beyond scary or ugly. Think about physical characteristics. I'm not fond of slugs because their slimy texture makes me uncomfortable. Behavior. I find wasps quite bothersome due to their aggressive nature. Personal experiences. I was once chased by a goose as a child, so I've been wary of them ever since. Use a variety of grammatical structures. One reason I dislike is because I'm not particularly keen on due to their have always made me feel uneasy because. 3. Maintaining fluency. Don't overthink it. This is a part one question, designed to be conversational. Use linking words, however, furthermore, on the other hand, etc. Practice speaking naturally. Record yourself answering the question and listen back for areas to improve fluency. Example response. To be honest, I'm not particularly fond of snakes. While I understand they play a vital role in the ecosystem, I find their slithering movement and lack of limbs rather unsettling. I also had an unnerving encounter with a rather large python on a trip to the zoo as a child, which might have contributed to my apprehension towards them. Tips for success. Expand your animal vocabulary. Learn different words to describe animal appearances and behavior, nocturnal, venomous, graceful, etc. Practice with different animals. Don't just focus on one or two. The more you practice, the more confident you'll become. Record yourself and analyze. This is invaluable for identifying areas where you can enhance your fluency and vocabulary. Remember, the which animals don't you like why question is more about demonstrating your speaking abilities than your actual animal preferences. By approaching it strategically and with a bit of preparation, you can ace this common IELTS speaking prompt. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.